Okay, and where going?
The thing I remember about the 1967 state championship game is I was told not to shoot. Because I was the post player, and Waverly ran a, it wasn't a man-to-man, it was a zone off, a zone defense. And so we just spread it out, and Margie and Sandy both had fantastic games. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really, really good game. And what I remember about Coach Johnson is, like Monica said earlier, he knew how to motivate. He knew his players. He knew what buttons to push to get the best out of each of us. And we were a team. I guess Sandy would have been our star. Mm-hmm. But I think Margie and I had our roles to play, and we played those pretty well. And, of course, we had fantastic guards. Monica, Gail, and Glenda were all just so dependable and so reliable. And they tried their best to do whatever Coach told them to do, which we all did.
Well, I remember it being the fifth game of the week. We were the only team that had to play five games out of that tournament time. And, of course, we'd won all of them, and we were tired probably, but, goodness, we were young and had trained for this. And, as I said, it was the first boys or girls team to ever have played that. It was played in a full gym. That's one thing I remember, that we always had big crowds at our games and lots of times standing room only. Even here in Maryville at Everett High School, which was the biggest gym around, people would be standing two or three deep. And we played Waverly, which was a school of 600. Now, we had 280. So this was prior to classifications of schools. So we played everybody. You know, it didn't matter the size of the school. And Sally Smith was a black player, black young lady that played, which we had not played. Blacks people, which are very talented, had not really played with games that we'd been in and stuff, but she was good. Reputation preceded her, and said this was by far the team that was expected to win, because their record was like 24-1, and so they were most likely supposed to win. But we had prepared, and I remember it was a close game, and in looking at some of the paper that I've read over that I didn't remember, we followed our plan and won. It was very, very exciting, and a memory forever for me.
Well, I'm like Glenda. We studied hard, and Sally Smith, it was Sally Smith against Sandy Zimmerly, the S's. And Sally Smith, like Glenda said, was one of the few first black people that we played against. And she could only drive one way with her right hand. And I was instructed, keep to her right, do not let her drive to her right, stay on her right the whole time. I did. Well, she still went the other way sometimes and still scored when she wasn't supposed to. But, and I'm like Monica, she said, we threw the ball from one end of the court to the other, because I knew Sandy and Pat could get that ball without having us to dribble up the half court. And Monica and Glenda and I, we were always chatting to each other. Mm-hmm. When we were guarding a forward, Glenda would always say, I'm over here, Gail, we're coming this way. Monica would say, back here, Gail, and we chatted. We knew where each player was going to be if we needed help or if somebody could help on the other end way, but we were always a team. And we just played well together, and it was very exciting. But our game prior to the Waverly game, I have the opinion that was our best game, our hardest game. We had to work hard, harder than we did with Waverly, I thought.
Did you guys want to say anything about Coach Johnson, about how he coached?
Like Pat said, he was very strategic. He had, this was back when we could not, you didn't have a time limit to hold the ball. You could just take all the time you wanted to shoot, just stand there and hold it if you wanted to. You ran the clock down. This was a strategy of his that he would use quite often. And by him telling Pat not to shoot, because they were prepared to guard her in her hook shots.
Mm-hmm.
So we threw them off. We were preparing on the defense end our strategy to guard Sally Smith. Don't worry about anybody else, because she was the only one that could hit. So he was, like I said, he knew how to get the best out of us, if made us mad or threw off on us or whatever, but he knew us all pretty well.
I would say that we probably didn't appreciate him a lot at that time, but he was very disciplined. He expected us to follow rules. He was a winner. His reputation throughout the state and region, I didn't really realize he held a lot of camps and did a lot of things all over. But he prepared. He had expectations. He really did care about us, I think, because down through the years, we saw that. But I think he had spies. He had spies out in the community to make sure that we did everything we were supposed to do. And most of the time we did. But I think that has helped me in my life, in my career, instead of the discipline and playing on a team with these ladies.
Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back at Coach Johnson, he was not only a good coach, but he was a good man. He loved his family. He loved his players. He was just a good person.
And I think he cared about us.
Yeah.
He knew the lives that we came from, rich or poor, the things that we had to sacrifice to even play. And I think he cared about our life and our home lives.
Mm-hmm.